Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to our Shirin Sfas Emes for the All Parsha app. At the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, in Parsha's Dvarim, a few psukim into the Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is starting his speech, which takes up all of Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing and talking to Klal Yisrael, going over the history since Klal Yisrael had left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk tells us, Be'ever HaYarden, in the other side of the Yarden, Be'eretz Moyov, Hayol Moshe Beres HaTorah Zois, Moshe Rabbeinu expounded and explained the Torah HaZois Lamer, and it goes in beginning his speech, Hashem Lekeinu Dibur Aleinu B'chayrev, where Moshe Rabbeinu begins discussing what took place by Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi explains, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah? Says Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah into 70 lashonos, into 70 languages. And the question is very obvious, the question which many Mefarshim deal with. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to expound, to explain, to translate the Torah into 70 languages? Had we understood that Moshe Rabbeinu explained it more in depth, given us over some of the Torah Shebaal Peh, we would understand the necessity for Moshe Rabbeinu to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who brought Torah down to us, and it's necessary for him to give us over all the intricate details of what's included in the Torah. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah into 70 languages. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they all spoke Lashon HaKodesh. They weren't speaking other languages, and when they headed into Eretz Yisrael, they planned on continuing to speak Lashon HaKodesh. What purpose was there? What necessitated Moshe Rabbeinu translating the Torah into 70 languages? Second of all, Parshas Dvarim always comes right before Tisha B'Av. And there seems to be some connection between Moshe Rabbeinu's speech and Moshe Rabbeinu's translation of the Torah and the day of Tisha B'Av. What connection is there, what kesher is there between translating the Torah and the day of Tisha B'Av and the tragedies which took place on Tisha B'Av? Says the Sfas Emes, and it's found that this idea of the translation of the Torah is found in other Mefarshim as well. Hayol Moshe Beres HaTorah Zois, Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah into 70 languages because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Klal Yisrael wasn't always going to be in the Midbar and Klal Yisrael wasn't either always going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu with Nevuah was able to see that there was going to come a time called Galus. And Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us over one of the most fundamental lessons that he gave us throughout his life. Don't think that Torah, that the word of Hashem, the Dvar Hashem is limited to the geographical location that you find yourself. Don't think that it's limited to the spiritual state and level that you're on. Don't think that only when you're in Eretz Yisrael and there's a Beis HaMikdash, only when things are perfect, when you're in the Midbar and there's Man and a Be'er Shel Miriam, that's when you're able to receive the Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, and understand what mitzvahs, what the Rabbeinu Shem commands of you and what he wants from you. Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah into 70 languages to teach Klal Yisrael that Torah is not limited to a geographical location. Torah is not limited to a time. Torah is not limited to a place. Torah is limitless. And he was giving over to Klal Yisrael the message that no matter where we find ourselves as a nation or as individuals, we need to know that the Torah is speaking to us constantly. The Rabbeinu Shlom, using the medium of the Torah, is speaking to us, guiding us, telling us where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do in every moment of our lives. Torah, this form explained to us, comes from the word Hayra, to show us the derech, to show us the path. Hashem is showing us and teaching us where we are supposed to be going. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, before he passes on and gives Klal Yisrael over to the reins of Yeshua, who leads Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need to translate Torah into 70 languages so that you don't think that Torah is limited. You understand that Torah is for everyone in every place. And we have to figure out and hear the Dvar Hashem wherever we may find ourselves. Says the Sfas Emes, the first pasuk that we start off Megillas Eicha with, we shouldn't read it this Tisha B'Av. We should be in Eretz Yisrael Tisha B'Av, Adabinyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and should not have to read Eicha on Tisha B'Av. But the first pasuk that we normally read on Tisha B'Av, on Eicha, first pasuk we could read on that is Eicha Yashva Badad, Ha'ir Rabasi Am. How can it sit forlorn and forsaken, all alone, the city that was one time teeming with people? And on a simple level, it's talking about Yerushalayim. How is it possible that the city Yerushalayim, which was once, the streets were filled with people. Streets are filled with Klal Yisrael walking back and forth, being Oyla L'Regel, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming up in one shot to come up to be Makrif Karbanis. How can it be that the Ir Rabasi Am, the city that was filled with people, is now Yashva Badad, is now sitting alone? Says this Sfas Emes is another way to read the Pasuk. And based on what we just said, we'll be able to understand the Pasuk a lot in a lot more of a deeper way. Says this Sfas Emes, Eicha Yashva. The Navi is asking, Eicha, how is it possible, Yashva, that we can sit? when we're in the world called Geula, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, then we're able to sit, we're able to be b'shalva, we're able to be have menuchas ha-nefesh, we're able to have the peace, the serenity, to be able to sit down, to understand, to think, to be able to use our time properly, to be able to get to where we need to get to. But in the world of galus, in the world of exile, when we're far away from our Beis HaMikdash, we're far away from that clear place called Ashuras HaShechina, Eiche Yashva, how in the world are we supposed to sit? How can we sit comfortably? How can we sit with serenity and peace when we aren't in the place that we're supposed to be? And the Rabban Hashem Kaviyachal is not living in his house. The Rabban Hashem is running around homeless without the Beis HaMikdash, without the ability to have Ashuras HaShechina coming into this world clearly. Eiche Yashva, the Navi starts off. How can we sit? And the answer is Badad. The answer is Badad, which is Fasema says is the Rashi Tevis. The word Badad stands for Bechol Derechecha Deyu. Pasuk in Tanakh, which means Bechol Derechecha in all your ways, the Eyu, you have to know him. The answer to the question of Eiche Yashva, how can we sit, is we can't sit. What's the answer? Badad, Bechol Derechecha Deyu. In all our ways, wherever we find ourselves walking, we're on a path, we're on a journey. We're not sitting, we're not comfortable. We don't have the peace and serenity of being in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. We're Derechecha, we're in Bechol Derechecha in many different ways, in different places, geographically and spiritually. Yet the answer is De'eyu. Our role, our goal, wherever we find ourselves is to know Hashem, to figure out what does Hashem want from me. And therefore, Eiche Yashva, woe to us. How is it possible to sit? The answer is we can't sit. And we're on Bechol Derechecha. We're traveling on the path called Galus. We've been traveling for 2,000 years. Yet that doesn't stop us from De'eyu. That doesn't stop us from having an obligation and a desire to still know Hashem, to try to figure out what does Hashem want from me in 2021 where I am? What does Hashem desire from our nation this year, Tisha B'Av, that hasn't been desired yet before? What's Hashem's ratzon to me right now? And that's what we answer to the Navi. Eiche Yashva, the answer is we can't sit. Where we don't have serenity, we don't have peace, we're not where we're supposed to be, we're not sitting, we're traveling. We're Jews, we're wandering Jews, schlepping around for 2,000 years. But nevertheless, there's a certain sense of comfort in that word, badad. Badad b'chol derechecha deyu. Whichever path we find ourselves on, we're not forsaken by Hashem. Hashem is still here with us, giving us over messages, and it's up to us to open up our ears and our eyes to hear those messages. And that's the message that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us in the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Eiche Yashva, we can't say badad, we're traveling on the path, but nevertheless, Hashem is still sending us messages for us to be able to figure out what is His desire from us. How do we connect to Him even in Bechol Derechecha, even in those faraway paths, those paths which are not 100% the way they should be, those paths which feel like they're badad, they're alone. We feel alone and forsaken in the world, yet nevertheless, badad is also Bechol Derechecha Deyu. Hashem is here sending us messages, talking to us, and it's up to us to hear the messages. Hashem should help us that we should be zeicha to recognize that Bechol Derechecha Deyu, wherever we are, we need to figure out how to get close to Him, figure out how to hear the messages. And Mitzvah Hashem, by doing that, we'll be able to go back to the place of Yashva, go back to the place where we'll be able to sit properly with Yishev Adas, with peace of mind, with serenity, with Ashuras HaShechina, to be able to have the Beis HaMikdash back again, to be able to have Ashuras HaShechina, Hashem's presence in our life again. And Mitzvah Hashem, by doing that, by working on the Bechol Derechecha Deyu, working on the getting to know Him, wherever we find ourselves, we'll merit that world of Yashva, of sitting, being able to be in peace, not sitting on the floor like we sit on Tisha B'Av, but to be able to sit b'shalva, b'yishuv adas, and to be able to sit with Ashuras HaShechina. Hashem should help us be zeichet to that, to hear the messages He sends us, and be zeichet to the Geula HaShleima b'meher v'yameinu. Amen. Have a great Shabbos.